Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 FM. WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and now you'll be at 6:30 and 30 seconds to go right along with it on a Friday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Paulie Rosenberg, they're on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666 for a Friday schmooze, right up until the Yankee pregame show, 8:55, right here on your fan, New York City. And what, the Yankees started last night at 10 and played 4.5 hours? If you want to look at the bright side with speeding up the game of baseball, look at it this way. A 5-hour game only took 4.5 hours last night, or better said, this morning. Look at the bright side, he says. 4.5 hour baseball games ending in the morning prepares you for watching NFL games from London on Sunday. What do you think? And soon we shall find out what you think. No? If only we could turn teardrops falling alongside raindrops into stardust, especially with the sad season of the New York Metropolitans. And wouldn't you know it, doesn't it seem that the only one healthy right now is Travis d'Arnaud? Go ahead, Sandy Alderson, bring up Ahmed Rosario, and if you did, he'd be standing on his field of dreams all by himself, surrounded by broken bones and broken hearts. Go ahead, Sandy. Come on. Bring up Rosario. And if he did, Rosario would have no one to play with. A team that scouts doctors more than they do baseball players. And Metropolitan fans will tell you right off the bat, Dr. James Andrews was a first-round draft choice years ago, and he's still performing at an all-star level. Sandy Alderson, say otherwise, because some of us are saying you don't care about the team or the fans who pay to see them. The fan base, Sandy Alderson, they want to see Rosario. So instead, Alderson finding Nemo and Reynolds. Probably because they're the only two in the organization able to pass physicals. Here is, for a moment, some fantasy baseball. Here's a version of my vision, my imagination. So imagine with us for a few moments, imagining what you'd like it to be instead of what it is. So imagine last night, and the television is on, and you're ready to watch the first place New York Metropolitans open a four-game series with second place Washington, with the Dark Knight on the mound going for win number 10. My friend Harvey opens the game, striking out the side, including Daniel Murphy, who has yet to get a hit since he left the Metropolitans. New York broke the scoreless tie in the bottom of the third inning. David Wright driving in Cabrera and Walker, the two middle infielders who convert the highest percentage of balls in play and outs in Major League Baseball. The Dark Knight made those two runs stand up, going 7, allowing only 3 hits, striking out 11, walking 1, and giving way to Blevins and Reed in the eighth inning, and Familia closing it out for save number 14. The win gave the Metropolitans a commanding 7-game lead in the division. And it might have been a different story had Lagares in center and Cespedes in left not made two of the defensive gems of the season, Lagares, the diving grab of a liner in right center from Harper. And Cespedes running like the wind, racing in to grab the Zimmerman bloop right above the grass and left. So the Metropolitans, with the win last night, 2-0, moving 15 games over 500, and they're going to throw Syndergaard tonight, DeGrom and Mats over the next couple of games of the series. So once again, the Metropolitans take game one last night, 2-0 over Washington, with a very comfortable 7-game lead in the division, and doing so last night before 40,440 at Citi Field. And then you wake up. And then you wake up from the dream. And remember, it's fantasy baseball, a version of a vision. Somebody daydreaming, the imagination running wild. And come to think of it, only with a Metropolitan fan can you let your imagination run wild. And of course, running wild, your imagination may be coming down with a pulled hamstring. And if you fell asleep watching the Yankees last night, you woke up with your New York Daily News this morning and your New York Post this morning to find that neither paper had the final score, New York City. So let it be known, the Yankees won the game last night. Who would know otherwise? And by the way, if you are dreaming a little bit? Yes, they won last night with Aaron Judge with the velo and Apex. And the run-scoring doubles by Sanchez and Hicks as they took game one from the Anabolics 11-3. Tanaka, the win. Chapman, the save. Just to remind you again that the fantasy and imagination has room for two teams that in reality last night played too bad for too long. So they are calling it the fight of the century. Keep in mind that every century has its fight of the century. They probably called Alexander Hamilton's duel with Aaron Burr the fight of the century in 1804. They probably called John L. Sullivan and gentleman Jim Corbett's battle the fight of the century in 1892. And they had that fight on a barge yet. The fight of the century. Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. And no, there is another fight of the century coming up in August. And it could be the first $1 billion fight of the century. And don't you forget it, Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. And it's MMA versus some boxing, but no MMA allowed. So no spinning wheel kicks allowed. Nobody has really given the lad from Ireland a chance since he's never boxed. And Mayweather, even at the age of 40, will remain undefeated. Yet, what McGregor needs to do for the upset is get in touch with the only person to have a win over Mayweather. And that's the Nevada prosecutor who sentenced him to jail in 2011 for domestic abuse. So maybe she might lend McGregor her law degree for a night. Thank you, Sports Pickle, for that line. And if McGregor gets any tips from Manny Pacquiao, maybe he ought to be doing the opposite of whatever Manny might tell Mr. McGregor, because it didn't work for Manny in 2015 in what was then, of course, another fight of the century. So coming up in August, another fight of the century. And it's Mayweather, it's McGregor, and every millennial alive can't wait.
There's the bell, the main event's underway.
I'd like to introduce to you at ringside, without a question of doubt, one of the greatest boxing champions of all time.
Real man fighting standing up. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm from old school. I'm not going to kick my shoes off. I'm not going to be between no man legs, wrestling on the ground.
You can really see the determination in Mayweather's eyes.
Oh, he snuck in a left.
In the white corner,
An incredible sight.
If we were to fight in, I certainly know he would not want to step into my world.
Wow, nice transition. He has the back, and this is where this fight could end.
All right, you guys, you know this is for fun, so take it easy and give him a good show.
For Conor McGregor, I'm coming out of retirement since the fight Conor McGregor. I don't want to hear no more excuses.
And Mayweather comes back to Bryce, and Geoffrey will go down, and
that's it.
Joe Cortez says that'll do.
I'm unpredictable. Nobody knows what they're in for.
You have someone's back, and you're looking at their neck. You're right next to victory.
More around will be, you know, like, give a good show. First, I'll chase you, and you chase me, okay? How's that? All right?
Keep barking. I'm going to see if you're going to bite. So, let's make it happen.
Check left hook. Right into it. You never saw it.
What a perfect shot. Six. A left hook by Mayweather.
Floyd wants a match under a specific set of rules. I don't need rules.
Oh, he was really feeding him a steady diet of knees, and boy, these are punishing strikes.
Good match. Hey, why'd you get so crazy on me out there?
That's the name of the game.
Conor McGregor is not a boss, because if Conor McGregor was his own boss, the fight would be made by now.
I know southpaws have caused him a hell of a lot of trouble. I know everything.
We're waiting on you, Conor. What's going on? We're waiting to fight. You talking about you want to fight? Let's see if you really will.
So, I'm ready. I look forward to it. I'm excited. I'm prepared.
This fight is over.
It'll be the fight of the century.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.